I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. The fallout continues after that raid by Israeli soldiers on a so-called Freedom Flotilla heading for the Gaza Strip. Tensions are, once again, at a high point between Israelis and Palestinians and their supporters around the world. So we decided we wanted to look for points of cooperation, even reconciliation. And we found one in the music of a duo called Mira and Noah. Their very existence stands for something more than music. Ahinoam Nini, known to fans simply as Noah, is one of Israel's most popular singer-songwriters. Her sometime singing partner is Mira Awad, an Arab-Israeli singer who's famous for her work in television and musicals. The two came together nearly a decade ago to make a statement about common purpose through their music. Last year, Noah and Mira made a splash on the world stage when they entered the Eurovision Song Contest. They didn't win, but their submission, There Must Be Another Way, exposed millions to a different voice in the Arab-Israeli dispute. And recently, they brought their message here to the United States. It was their first time traveling to the U.S. together, and they performed songs from their new album. I had a chance to catch up with the duo a few weeks ago. It was before the latest events, but we think the thoughts they expressed are still relevant. They came into the studio to share their story and some music, accompanied by guitarist Gil Dore. Here's Noah on how their musical affiliation began.
It started about 10 years ago when Gil and I were recording an album, an international album, and we were interested in inviting a Palestinian-Israeli singer for a collaboration on We Can Work It Out, the Lennon-McCartney song, believing that the lyrics were perfect for our predicament in the Middle East. And we stumbled upon Mira, really by chance, on a TV show she was doing. You said that she's famous for musicals, but she's a very accomplished actress and also a singer and songwriter. And we heard her speak, actually, not sing. We were so impressed by what she was saying and how she was saying it that we called her up and met with her. We immediately had a very strong chemistry between us. We recorded that song and then went on to perform together in festivals throughout Europe and record more together. And then finally, this Eurovision thing.
For me, it was kind of different, though.
Yeah, Mira, tell me.
Yeah.
What about you?
The thing is, when Ahinoam called me, she's very famous in Israel. It's like one of the biggest names. And I always knew her work and admired it. And when she called, it was like a no-brainer. Of course, I'm going to work with her. But a lot of the collaborations that happen between Israelis and Palestinians usually are, I mean, they have a great purpose and, you know, they come together to convey a message, which is very important. But usually they do not really develop into a real relationship or friendship or a long-term thing like this. So I didn't know what's going to come out of this. I came because I was really interested in working with this couple, Ahinoam and Gili. And even if it was, you know, just that, it would have been a great experience. But what we proved is that we're really connected on many levels.
That's interesting to hear. That's lovely to hear. I also am curious, though, about working musically together, because we can tell the truth to each other, can't we? Mm-hmm. A lot of message music can be so unbearable. I mean, so corny.
If it's artificial.
I totally agree
with you.
You
know, it just could be
you.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know,
please,
here we
please.
Go. And so I'm interested to know how you satisfy yourself as artists.
When we were writing our Eurovision songs, which is what was our more intense writing period, we really made an effort not to present any of the corny, cliché stuff. First of all, we're not like that by nature. We don't do corny, cliché stuff. And if we did, we probably wouldn't dig each other as much as
exactly.
we do. So that's one thing. Second, our whole Eurovision adventure happened right on top of the Gaza War, which was a very difficult time. It actually almost killed the initiative because we were attacked from all sides. It seemed inappropriate to many people that while people were being killed on both sides and there were, you know, people buried every day and mothers losing children, to be sending an Arab and a Jew to represent Israel.
Where were you in this? Yeah.
Well, we decided to press on, even though it was very difficult because the state of Israel has been in a constant state of violent conflict for 60 years. And we feel that there is no wrong time in that sense to sing for peace. Further, we were accused of representing a false image
yeah.
of Israel. And what we say is that we are not representing an image of Israel as is. We are representing the option for what Israel can be if there is a dialogue and if there is reaching out.
Let's hear the song and then we can talk more about it. Let's hear what all the
sure.
fuss was all about.
There are two lines in this song that for us were the most important.
Well, why don't we hear it? And then we'll see
okay.
if we can decide what, let's see if we can figure
like
out
it.
What it is.
Okay, I agree.
There must be another way. all my heart really needs to know. Oh, sister, so dear, you and I are here, raising up a voice that is clear. And when I cry for both of us. My pain has no name. And when I cry to the merciless sky and say, there must be another way. There must be another way. عينيكي بتقول رح يجي يوم وكل الخوف يزول. عينيكي إصرار إنه عنا خيار نكمل هالمسار مهما طال. لأنه ما في عنوان وحيد للأحزان. بنادي للمدى للسماء لعني. There must be another way. There must be another way. There must be another, must be another way. דרך ארוכה נעבור, דרך כה קשה, יחד אל האור. עינקי ביטאול, כל אלחוף יזול. And when I cry for both of us. My pain has no name. And when I cry to the merciless sky and say, there must be another way. כאב ללא שם. אנחנו מחכות רק ליום שיבוא אחרי. There must be another way. There must be another way. There must be another, must be another way.
There Must Be Another Way from the singing duo Noah and Mira. That's a song they sang for last year's Eurovision Song Contest. I spoke to them a few weeks ago when they were on tour promoting their new album and their message of unity between Israelis and Palestinians. And as Noah described to me, there are two key phrases in the song she wanted to talk about.
Well, there must be another way. Okay. First of all, meaning that, you know, we're not going to spell out the solution. Right. We don't even know exactly what it is. We have some ideas, but, you know. But what we know is that we cannot think that our lives in Israel will be destined to violent conflict for eternity. And second, the chorus, when I cry for both of us. My pain has no name. Because I truly believe, and I think Mila shares this view, that it is only if we can truly empathize with each other's sorrow, if we can cry together, then we can also reach the next level of building and overcoming all our other differences.
Mira, can I just ask you, though, it's one thing in theory to say, yeah, absolutely, I believe in this. It's another thing to have people, like, threatening you.
And yeah.
Did you ever consider not going?
Mm-hmm. First, if I had, and I did, I think both of us did consider not going, but it wasn't because of the threat. It was because we felt so bad about the situation. Watching that war on the screen was the most horrible thing that could have happened, you know. And for that reason, we might have thought for a minute there, maybe this isn't the time to do this. Maybe the message will be unheard and misunderstood, and maybe this is not the time. But then, had our own incentive was being popular, then we wouldn't have done any of what we're doing. I think both of us really connect on that level of we feel that we have some kind of a message to convey, and if it's not us, then who? Mm-hmm. And all this opposition, I mean, there are moments where I really think, why am I doing this? Why should I be the messenger? Why am I the person, you know, in the firing line? But then when I ask myself, said about this sentence in the song, and I think this is the main thing, recognizing each other's pain, each other's history, giving the right to each other to have that history and that pain, and not to to, how do you say?
To brush it off.
Yeah,
brush
exactly.
It aside.
In order to get recognized, I have to recognize. I have to give the right in order to get it myself. And I believe that deeply. So sometimes we even had hard discussions about sensitive stuff, but it's our mission to kind of go above ourselves and hear these things and be able to stay in the room and continue the dialogue. If we only could take that into the macro level instead of just the micro level, I think our situation would have been very, very different.
No, I was going to ask you about this. Do you ever, how do you mediate or work these issues out between you? I mean, there's so, or is it, you've been together so long, it's you kind of know where each of you is mm-hmm. on these right. issues.
Yeah.
But you know, you pick up the paper, something happens, it's on the radio, and you say, well, what is your process?
Blah, 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 blah. Really, that's what we do. We talk.
Yeah.
We blah, blah it out, you know. I've learned a lot from Mira, you know. Sometimes she sort of lights a little flashlight on things that I didn't notice or I didn't think about or I didn't know about or I was not aware of. My personal story is that I grew up in the United States and I went to a religious Jewish school. So I got a certain perspective on things, on history, on the way things worked. My parents never really filled me in on a lot of things, my Israeli parents. When I came to Israel at the age of 17, I started understanding the situation better, not just from a specific religious Jewish point of view. And then more other people that I've met along the way, including Mira, have given me a deeper perspective of what's going on. I'm a person who tends to be a sort of a fighter. You know, when I believe in something, I just go for it. I have my head in the wall. And I choose this involvement. I just can't sit still. My conscience will not let me, will not allow me. If I have this privileged position of having people's attention, then I feel that I have the responsibility, the duty almost, to do something beyond entertaining them.
Well, let's hear something else. Let's hear, what else did you want to sing for us? There was a piece that Mira wrote.
Yeah, beautiful song.
I must tell you, though, are all your songs trilingual?
Yeah.
Well, in my career, I sing in English mostly because English is still my strongest language, and have written music to poems in Hebrew. And I sometimes also sing in Yemenite. My family is originally from Yemen, so I have that kind of fusion. And Mira writes in Arabic and in English. But the songs that we do together, we really specifically wanted them to be in English, Hebrew, and Yemenite because that's part
and
of...
And Arabic.
Sorry.
English, Hebrew.
A word.
What are we going to hear?
A word.
And this is, Mira, this is your composition?
Yes,
is that what
this
we're
is
gonna
a
hear
song
next?
I wrote for both of us, and gladly Noah could do it with me in the CD, so it's very good.
About tomorrow, before we drown in sorrow, I am afraid, can no longer hide the pounding of my poor heart inside. Kilme an bukra abil mansi mujarrad zikra ana bakhaf ma bakhbi. بتوجع قلبي. You need to find someone to take the blame. I guess I'm doing just the same.
I'm doing just the same. We're so alike. We've been hurt before. Don't wanna do it anymore.
A word now about the doubt that keeps you from reaching out and touching me, touching me. A word now about the doubt that keeps you from reaching out and touching me.
that word about that doubt.
That word, yeah. Well,
that we're so afraid of each other. Yeah. We're so afraid of reaching out because we're still suspicious, very, very, very suspicious of the intentions of the other side.
Yeah.
Do you feel you're getting anywhere with your message?
You know what?
Yeah, well, you know, I will tell you that off the back of Eurovision, we did receive an incredible amount of reactions from people all over the world. And people in Israel, too, Arabs and Jews alike. There was a moment of grace, I think, for many people, a hopeful moment. But, you know, we are not so naive to think that a song or artist in general can change the situation single-handedly and come with a fell swoop and solve the problem. That's not going to happen. We can help prepare the ground. We can help open people's hearts and give them this option for another way of thinking and feeling. And then everybody else has to do the work, too. Everybody in his own way, the politicians, the diplomats, the financial community, the judicial community, and every citizen with his tool, which is the democratic vote and whatever else that he can do, even the smallest gesture. I really believe that it has to be a joint effort.
Well, yeah. Thank you both so much for coming. We really appreciate it. We've enjoyed the time we've spent with you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we wanted to do another song.
Yes,
didn't
exactly.
We?
I was gonna. Yeah, sure. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm gonna ask. What would you like to go out on?
Oh well, we thought we would sort of waltz out of here with a waltz.
Yeah. No. Okay. It's that called. Comes. Is that what?
It's called. Will You Dance With Me?
Will You Dance With Me? Okay. Noah and Mira joined us here at NPR Studio 4A. They are accompanied on guitar by Gil Dore, and we thank you all so much for joining us. And we're going to go out on. Will you dance with me?
Yeah.
Noah, Mira, thank you. And Gil, thank you all so much for joining
us.
Thank
you. Counting 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, you and me at the bliss of.
To learn more about Noah and Mira and for the latest on NPR's coverage of the Middle East, please head to our website at npr.org. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
You and me, will you dance with me through the years as the seasons twirl?